And then I come tonight with some little notes wrote down here and some comments upon the oncoming judgment, and knowing that we're sitting here tonight with the very wrath of God jerking beneath us, and soon she'll swipe it up, and knowing that the wrath of God is waiting just at the moment it will be said, it'll be over for millions, and knowing that in my heart and knowing it to be so, and then we see so many sick pressing and pulling. I thought tonight most of them are Christians, and let me say to this, you children of God, whatever you do, you let everything else go. You serve God day and night with all your heart. You can feel there's something wrong. You can tell it as you walk in the streets. You can, and wherever you go, you know if you're spiritual, and I know you are. And I was talking to a man, Brother Stromme. I don't know whether Tony's here or not. He was a Tony Salami. I got the wrong Tony. No, that's the wrong Tony. This is the Tony of Tucson. What is his name? Stromme. I know Stromme or something. I get all. In his story the other day was a man came in. It's very striking. He was saying something that brought back a memory to me when I last time I was in India, where I think the Lord gave us the greatest crowd we ever had at one time. It was in Bombay. We couldn't even find places nowhere to put them. Tens of thousands and thousands of people. And just before we got there, there's a newspaper translated. Well, it was India's a bilingual country. It was the English paper, and it said, "Well, the earthquakes must be over. The birds are flying back to their home in their nest." A few days before the earthquake come, it tore down the fences and things. The little birds find themselves shelters in the rocks and build their nests. And in the afternoon or in midday, when the sun's real hot, all the animals stand around those rock walls to get in the shade. And for 2 days, the birds stayed out in the trees. They wouldn't come to their nest. And 2 days, the animals, the sheep and cattle, they would not come around in the afternoon and hang around those walls. They stayed out in the field and leaned against each other for shade. And then all at once, an earthquake. They just shook the walls and tore down the buildings. And see, if those little birds had been in there, they would have perished. The cattle had been standing beneath it, and the sheep, they'd have perished. God warning nature. A few days ago down in Brother Tony's store, I was listening to a man there that said, when this earthquake taking place in Alaska, he was fishing down what we call Stony Point at Mexico. And he said, the birds wouldn't feed. And the fish wouldn't feed. There was something wrong, and all at once the earthquake broke loose. And the other day when that happened over in India, or wherever it was, he said he was fishing again. He thought, well, it's strange. Those fish feed about this time. There's not a roll in the water nowhere. The water just is quite perfect time for the fish to feed, but they didn't feed. And all the birds that's usually out there, the gulls picking up these fish and things, was all walking around on the bank, huddling one against another. In a few moments, the sea moss from the bottom began to come up like that. Earthquake had happened across the other side of the earth. See, them fish know there was something wrong. Something was fixing to happen. Those birds knew the same. Surely, if God gives a fish and a bird discernment, how much more should He give His children? We know that we're at the end time, and judgment is waiting. So let's be real reverent. Flee to God with all your heart. O Capernaum, thou who art exalted into heaven will be brought down into hell. And today she lays beneath the bed of the waters. Just remember and pray.